You're listening to My Peeping Life Podcast. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, beautiful humans. Welcome to My Peeping Life Podcast. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and today we're going to be talking about being prisoners of our thoughts. Inspired by a blog I wrote yesterday and just something that I've been, as usual, working on myself and just putting things in place and trying to figure out where I stand in this topic and what I still need to work through and what I've already worked through. Always making continuous analysis and just keeping track of growth processes and where I'm lacking and what needs to be done and not done. So today we're going to be talking about being prisoners of our thoughts. Are we ready? Amazing. Okay, so yesterday I wrote a blog about being trapped in your thoughts, being prisoners of our thoughts. And so I was inspired and I thought, I haven't done a podcast in a while. Why not? I can't answer that question. Life has taken over. And this is something that I do for you and I do for me. And we chat and I share my thoughts and we just go with the flow. So I'm back for now. And here we are with Prisoners of Our Thoughts. And I thought this was an important one. And it just came to me yesterday and I wrote the blog. And I wanted to share it with you. And I wanted to just have this little discussion with you. So that we can give it some more thoughts and just try and make an assessment about where we are. And what exactly I mean. So I'm going to go through the blog, as I always do. And I'm going to stop in the middle of it and talk about whatever I've written. So let's do this and let's share and let's grow together, because that's how we do. We're stronger together. So let's grow together and let's learn together and become better, brighter rays of light for the world, because there's too much darkness in the world and we need to just let go of it. So I started out my blog saying, we all fall victim to our very own thoughts. They hold us hostage and keep us captive. They pull us from side to side, tearing our minds apart and ripping our sanity to pieces. A bit dramatic, I know. But if you think about it, it's the truth. It's because in our heads, on a daily basis, we're consistently going back and forth and back and forth. And we don't know whether we're coming or going if we don't know ourselves and if we are not rooted in who we are, and if we haven't taken the time out to pull ourselves towards ourselves and just know when we're going left or right. And if we're all just walking willy-nilly, then it's difficult. I've been there. It still happens to me every now and again. Life is hard and we just got to push through, because life is also beautiful and life is fun, but it's also sad. And so we just have to root ourselves and know ourselves so that we can not fall victim to our own thoughts, so that we can learn how to control them, and so that we can learn how to move them to where we need them to be and move away from what we don't want in our lives. Okay? Okay. Back to the blog. So, it's a constant struggle that we face on a daily basis. For each day comes new challenges. Our old beliefs versus our new beliefs. Our old ways versus our new ways. Our old selves versus our new selves. We're constantly learning and growing, yet we struggle internally to face difficulties and to push ourselves through them. We want to hold on to what we once were because it's what we know. And even in the discomfort, we find comfort in its familiarity. Yet as we grow as a person or as people, we learn new things, thus creating an internal war in our minds as we clutch tightly to the old ways and at the same time reaching out to the new ways, struggling to let go to our past selves. And it's the truth, because we love our past selves. We love the comforts and the dreams, and we, in a way, don't want to let go of it, but we're kind of forced to. And in not letting go, we create a struggle and we create suffering within ourselves because we're not willing to evolve into the person that we are right now and that we are going to become. We can't cling to who we were as kids. So the questions that run through our minds overpower our judgments, and yet we must face them each and every day. And the answers are always there, yet we fight them with all of our being because they are not familiar. And as humans, familiarity is our comfort zone, let's be honest. We love familiar things. Even if those familiar things are hurting us, we still prefer the familiarity. It's difficult for us to step out of our comfort zones. But if we are to grow, we absolutely must. Familiarity breeds contempt. Whoever said this, I agree, was right. It does. But it not only applies amongst each other, fighting each other, but it also applies within ourselves. We fight our very self to hold on to familiarity that keeps us comfortable in what we know and what we are used to. And we fight ourselves when new information is brought to light. We run away from our current selves. We run away from our current realities in the hope, the desperate hope, I must add, of clinging to our past realities. But the past is over. It's just a memory and no longer exists in this reality. The one thing staring at us in the face today is that the reality that we must look at. Let me say that again. The one thing staring at us in the face today, that is the reality that we must look at. Looking to the past only creates pain and suffering since it's no longer in existence. We don't think about it. We see our past as something that still lives today. And the reality is, it's just a memory. There is no physical, we're not in our past, we are in our present. We can't go back to the past. We can't fix what happened in the past. The only thing that we have control of is what's here and what's now, and how we are going to express how we feel about the past, how we're going to think about the past, and what we're going to do with our now. We can use the past, yes, but we cannot go back and fix it. We can go back and correct our thinking processes. We can think back into the memory and go back. But we can't fix what's already has happened. And the sooner we accept that it's happened, as difficult as it is, the sooner that we will start living our lives now, our realities now, and we'll be able to improve ourselves and be better and do better. So we struggle with ourselves, within ourselves, holding very tightly to what no longer applies to our current reality, hoping that the way we thought in the past will solve our challenges that we face now. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Each challenge that we face requires different methods of thought to overcome. How we thought as children will not help us to face adult problems. How we thought as single people will not help us to face marital problems. How we thought before we became parents will not help us resolve parenting struggles. Yet for some reason we cling and we hold on so tightly to our past selves and hope to bring them with us here into the present. Back in the good old days, we say. Clinging on to what once was. But those good old days are mere memories now. And we are meant to remain in the past. Facing today, what's in front of you here is all that matters. We should free ourselves of yesterday. Easier said than done. I know. But since it's already over, we should. We should find ways. It's necessary to free ourselves from yesterday. How we thought yesterday won't help us today. We have to evolve with each and every day that we live, because we change with each and every day that we live. We learn new things, it makes us change. We see new people, we have new conversations. Every day, every encounter, everything that we do with each day changes us, changes our thought processes, changes what we know, changes what we've experienced. Everything that we are exposed to in the day changes us in some way, shape, or form, whether it's big or small. So we have to evolve with each new day, with each new challenge, and with each new phase in our lives. Letting go of the past means exactly this. I'm not asking you to pretend that it doesn't exist, no. But letting go of how we managed our past, letting go of how we thought in the past, letting go of who we were in the past, facing the reality of today. No matter how much I loved or hated myself in the past, I'm no longer that person anymore. I'm no longer that young person. I'm now me, my current self. I am now me. And my current self needs different things than my younger self needed. Everything has changed. And holding myself captive in the thoughts and beliefs of my youth are pointless. It is pointless for me to sit here and fret over what happened to me when I was 7, or 14, or 10, or 18, or any of the things that happened in between. It's pointless for me to fret over it. I can go back and I can make it make sense to me and resolve those things within myself and then move forward and let it go, yes. But for me to sit on it and dwell on it on a daily basis and allow it to control my current life, that's cutting myself short. That's cutting my own growth process short. I'm robbing myself of me. I'm robbing myself of my life now. So I should be looking forward instead of behind me. There's nothing behind me but memories. And there's no need for me to cling to the happiness or the pain that comes with those memories. I can remember it, sure. What good comes? What good will the clinging do? Memories, sure, but clinging or suffering. Why would I create suffering in my life? So it only holds me back and it keeps me stuck and it stops me from moving forward into the person that I was born to be. So we should let go of our past. I know everybody says easier said than done, but it is possible. We can do it. We can let go of it. Even if it means we have to face it, stop running away from it, in order for us to let it go. In fact, that's the best way. Stop, turn around, face it, deal with it, turn back around and leave it there. Even if it means allowing those emotions to leave us, finally, by feeling them as they should be felt. Because what happens is we don't allow ourselves to feel the emotions at the time and we hold on to those things for years and years and years to come. We never allow ourselves to feel them. Allow yourself to feel what you need to feel. Don't hold them back anymore. Because giving them their dues is going to be the thing that frees you from them. Giving them their dues and setting them free into the past where they belong is going to be the thing that saves you from the horror and the suffering that you are inducing on yourself by holding on tightly to painful memories. And as humans, for some reason, just on a side note, is we seem to hold on to the painful memories more tightly than we do to the happier memories. It's in our nature. I can do 10 good things and one bad thing, and I'll beat myself up about the bad thing, and I will just completely overlook all the 10 good things that I've done. And it's important for you to train yourself to stop doing that. To start looking at the good things and to not focus on the one bad thing. If you've done something bad, acknowledge that you've done it. You've made a mistake. Forgive yourself. Try and rectify what you can and move along and focus on the good. The best gift we can give ourselves is our present selves. It's setting our past selves free and leaving them where they belong. That's the best gift you can give to yourself. In the past, so what if others are holding on to your past? You're going to say, oh, but you know, I go to my friends and they say that I've changed and wada, wada, wada. This is true. People want you to stay the same, but this is impossible. People want you to stay the same because it's comfortable for them for you to not change. They don't want to have to deal with your changes and your growth processes because you serve a purpose for them in that state that you were before. But if you are not that person anymore and your friends cannot let you grow and allow you to grow with, or if they don't want to grow with you, then you need to make choices for yourself so that you can be the best version of you, so that you can surround yourself with people that love and support you as you grow and not try to stunt you and limit you. So don't hold yourself hostage in your past, and don't let others hold you hostage either. This is one of the tricks, is not letting other people hold you hostage. You will lose a lot of people in your life once you start your self-development, self-growth, self-healing journey, self-mastery journey, because as you get to know yourself and as you get to love yourself, your behaviors are going to change. The way you think is going to change. The things you enjoy doing are going to change because you're going to want more for yourself. You're not going to be a person that allows bad things to be said to you or to happen to you. And you're going to let go of most of your bad habits. You're going to try and work on them. And the people around you that are used to you being whoever you were at that time are going to react. They're not going to want the change. And so you just have to root yourself in the choices that you've made to move forward. And if they are not willing to accept it, then you have to distance yourself, separate yourself, move away from. Am I saying stop loving the people around you? Absolutely not. What I'm saying is that you have to put you first. Love you first. So that as you pour the love for yourself, your current self, into you, all versions of you, as you pour yourself and your love starts overflowing and you know exactly who you are and where you're going and what you're doing and you have things to share, then you can start loving those around you however you are available to love them. People need what they need. People are always going to need what they need. But you need what you need as well. It's the same with your relationships with people. If you think about it, if you have relationships with people, your relationships are based on what they give you. Friends give you joy and happiness if you have things in common. They give you company. They give you laughter. They give, you know, somebody to confide in, safety. Relationships are all based on our needs and wants, just like how their relationships are based on their needs and wants. So if they don't need that version of you, you need to get yourself in a mind space of, that's fine. I don't love them any less. That's fine. I'm just going to continue on my path and we're just going to see how it goes. It's fine if people don't like the new version of you. You have to like the new version of you, the current version of you, the version of you that's walking the earth today is the version of you that matters. So, my wish for you, for all of you, is that you free yourself from the unnecessary pain that's holding you back. Set it free and let it be exactly what it is. Stop attaching unnecessary, painful meanings to things that you can just let go of. Because at the end of the day, we attach meanings to everything, to every interaction, to every item. We attach the meanings to it. And if the meaning that you've attached is not working for you in a positive way, then don't attach negative meanings and don't hold on to the meanings. The reasons and the meanings for things can change. I think that we are too rigid with our thought processes and with the meanings that we attach, and even the belief systems. I mean, we're not going to jump into belief systems, but even the belief systems that we create ourselves based on the meanings that we attach to things can be changed. It's not all as rigid as we make it out to be. We can make the changes we need to change. So set yourself free and let it be exactly what it is, a distant memory of what once happened and of who you once were. So you're a new person today. You have a new beginning today. Each day you wake up, you are blessed with a chance to make changes and to redeem yourself. So be who you are today. Choose who you are today and don't let yourself be held. Don't let the past you hold you captive. That's what I wrote yesterday. And so I think the reason why I keep speaking about letting go of different things and different ways of letting go of things is because I realize the importance. It's so difficult. It's really difficult to let go of things. But what I want you to realize is, as difficult as it is, it's possible. If you just get the right guidance, if you just find the right tools, if you just surround yourself with the right people, if you start making small little changes to the habits, the bad habits that you have now, it's not impossible. It's not impossible to change your life and to let go of these things in here that are holding you hostage. You do not have to be a prisoner of your thoughts. In fact, our thoughts are the one thing that we are in control of. Our emotions and our thoughts. That's the things we, that's pretty much all we have control of ourselves. How we think about something, the meanings we attach to things, how we feel about things, how we react physically. Those are the things that we are in control of. Everything else out of us, we have got no control of. We've got no control of the weather, the people, other people's thoughts and feelings and emotions and how they attach meanings to things. We have no control over. Which is why I said if people cannot accept you, the current you on your journey and the changes that will continue to be made in the future, then instead of being angry with them and fighting them and resisting them, just be okay with it. Because the reality is that they don't have to accept you. Nobody is forced. You have to accept you. The most important person that needs to accept you is you. The most important person that needs to value you is you. The most important person that needs to love you is you and the you now. And how you love the you now is by being true to who you are now. And by acknowledging, if you haven't let go of the things that are from the past, by acknowledging that you haven't let them go and then doing work to let them go so that you can fully free yourself so that you can move forward. In the body and in the mind and in the thoughts that you are in now. Without being dragged by this heavy burden of what's already happened. Why do we need to be dragged around by what's already happened? We really don't. So, look for the light. And the light is forward. The past is gone. The light is here. It's here and there. Our lives are going to have challenges. We're going to have ups and we're going to have downs. We're going to have lifts, we're going to have rights. Summer, autumn, winter, spring. Seasons and seasons and patterns and patterns. And if 6 months ago you had a really bad time, but you overcame it and now you're out of it, why would you want to keep holding on to the emotions of that bad time? Let's now embrace this new time, this positive time. That's over. You fought through it. You embraced it. You made it out alive. You're here today. And so now you have this new bright thing in front of you. Let's enjoy it. Let's not stop thinking, oh, this thing is so bright, but this happened and that happened and I got to be this and I got to be... No. You're robbing yourself of your current joy. You will feel pain, which is why when joy and opportunities and things are in front of you, you need to take them without the baggage of the past. If I held onto the baggage of my past, I would be stuck. I used to be stuck. I used to be stuck. Holding onto the baggage of the past just pulls you back. And you're so afraid of moving forward because you keep your mind stuck on, oh, what if this happens again? And what if that happens again? And oh, if I do that, that's going to happen again. And oh, if I do this, that's going to happen again. It doesn't work that way. You just have to deal with what's in front of you now. You can use information from the past. If you've processed it in a healthy way. I'm not saying if you know that that snake is going to bite you in the past, the snake bit you. Now in the future, there's a snake, go and do the same thing. No, I'm saying the snake bit you in the past. You felt it was sore. Now you know it's sore if that snake bites you. Right? So now avoid that snake. I'm not saying avoid all things. I'm not saying avoid sticks and trees and all sorts of things because the reality is we live in the world with snakes. We can't avoid them forever. They are there, whether we pass them by without them seeing us or whether they're in front of us. I'm not saying go and get bitten by a snake again. But what I'm saying is you can make choices to protect yourself in a good way, in a healthy way, to move past that snake without it having access to biting you. Instead of just stopping, freezing, looking at it and saying, no, I'm not going there. And then you just stand there, because which direction are you going to go? You're going to go left and you're going to go right, but you know that the direction that you need to go is forward. And yes, there are going to be many different ways that you can think about it. People will say, yes, you can go left because, you know, it's a new da-da-da-da-da-da-da. There's going to be arguments and debates. I'm not a debater. I'm just sharing my thoughts with you. Depending on the perspective and the point of view that you are going to look at anything will determine the information that you get out of it and the answers that you get out of it. So if you go in looking to hold on to past, you'll come out holding on to past. If you go in trying to free yourself of past, you'll come out, even if it's not completely, you'll come out trying to free yourself. And if you go in looking for an argument, you will find an argument. So whatever you're looking for in life, you'll find. Whatever you decide is, it's your decision. It is, for you at least. It's not the same for me. You will decide it for you, but that doesn't mean that it's something that applies to me. So every decision that you make for yourself, in your mind, is real for you. As I've said before, if you decide the sky is pink for you. And there's nothing that we can do about the fact that you've decided the sky is pink for you. Good for you, enjoy your pink sky. And that's how we should move in the space of healing and growing. Okay. So thank you so much for listening and thank you for being here. And thank you for supporting me in my Peeping Light podcast. My Peeping Light podcast is brought to you by Tamstamay. Tamstamay is me. I am Tamstamay. Tamstamay is the healing, growing, mastering version of me. So my name is Tamilyn Murphy. I am Tamstamay. So whenever you see the word Tamstamay everywhere, I want you to know that I am Tamstamay. Tamstamay is a name that I created to free myself from my past. It was a tool that I used to move away from all the things that held me back. So it's in the form of a blog originally, but Tamstamay has brought a podcast, which is my Peeping Light. Tamstamay has brought a life coaching business, a self-development courses and workshops. Tamstamay has brought many, many, many things. Tamstamay is the reason why I'm here today. Tamstamay is the reason why I'm so passionate about sharing myself, because it was creating Tamstamay that helped me to take that first step in setting myself free from the chains that I held myself back in. And that's why I'm always talking about it, and I'm so passionate about sharing these things with you. You are listening to my Peeping Light podcast. My name is Tamilyn Murphy. Thank you again. I love you all. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Be good, be safe, be happy, make good choices. My Peeping Light podcast is brought to you by Tamstamay.